what happens a lot is people go out, they shoot their movie, then as they are starting to edit it, they put any old music onto it, anything that fits, anything that helps the cut, etc. But one of the things, for instance, Chris insists on is that no music shall ever be near the movie that wasn't written for the movie. And in the past, for instance, in the Batman movies, etc., you know, if I hadn't written a few reels, they would just cut with no music. And Lee Smith, his editor, I mean, he's a number one, he's a really great editor. And weirdly, I met Lee, must have been over 20 years ago, when he was Peter Weir's sound editor. So he comes from sound. So we all come from this sort of sonic world. And I think it's actually helpful because he can cut in silence because he can imagine it. But that's not how we did Interstellar. Interstellar was written really concurrently while Chris was writing, while Chris was shooting. And so we influenced each other very much the way I would say. I mean, the closest analogy I can find is two musicians jamming together. You know, we know the song we sort of want to play, and then we go and improvise on that. And it's a very practical way of doing it as well, because everything you do is informed by everything else. So there's a plus. You never get that thing where you get stuck because, you know, there was that great piece of classical music somebody attempted to, or something from an old score of yours. I mean, you know, the whole idea of temping things, I hate seeing my own stuff temped into a movie, because when I wrote it as well as I possibly could, and I'm a bit bored with it as well. So, you know, so the last thing you want to do is you want to go and cover that ground again.